The zakat issue I want to cover right now is, can you give zakat in advance? Zakat in advance could be given for many reasons. One of them could be that you don't want to give like a lump sum at the end, or maybe there's a need that has arisen early but your year has not come up yet. You know, if you've listened to the basic dynamics of zakat discussion we did earlier, you'll know that you have to generally wait for the year, or 1 year, until zakat actually becomes binding upon you to pay. Right, it becomes necessary and obligatory from the beginning, but it's only after 1 year that you have to see whether you have to pay it or not. So let's just say in the middle of that year, you want to, there's a need that arises and you want to give that and say that I'm going to give this as advanced zakat that I'm due to give in Ramadan or in Dhul-Hijjah or whatever. Can you do that or not? So basically, yes, zakat can be given in advance as long as three conditions are met, right? The first condition has to be there from before, which is that you already are in possession of a nisab, right, which is the quantum, and your year has begun. All right, consult the other discussion about the basic dynamics to get a better understanding of that. So once you've received a nisab and your year has begun ticking, then now you can actually give an advance zakat. So now you can expect that, okay, in 1 year I'm still going to have maybe £5,000 or £2,000. So let me give my zakat. On 1,000, it's £25. On 2,000, it's £50. So I'm going to give £50 from now. Now, the other two conditions that have to be met for that zakat that you've now already given in advance to be valid when your year actually ends, because you'll only find out if that zakat was valid and sufficient when your year ends. So now you wait until the year ends. So two conditions. Number one, when your year ends, you still have a nisab, minimum nisab, which is when zakat, because now it proves that zakat was actually obligatory upon you. So that previous advance payment you made can now work for this. You still got £2,000, your £50 you paid was sufficient. If you've got more money, you'll just have to pay for the rest of it. If you've got less, then you can say the rest of it is sadaqah, right? The third condition is that in the course of the year, you did not go down to zero. You did not lose all of your wealth. Because had that happened, your cycle would have restarted, as I had mentioned in that fundamental understanding lecture I did earlier. Right? So three conditions. You must have had started with a nisab. You must end with a nisab. And in between, you do not go to zero and lose all your money. Then after that, basically, you can actually give zakat in advance. And then on the day of your zakat calculation, you just adjust it, prorate it, however you want. Based on this, or according to this, you can actually give zakat for many years. So I could imagine that if I'm going to have, basically, you know, for some people, mashallah, their wealth is quite steady, right? They've got a very steady income, they've got very steady expenditures, and they don't fluctuate too much. So they think, my asset value is going to be just £2,000. My asset value is just going to be 2,000 pretty much for the next 5 years. So you can give basically £50 for each year. So you give 5 times £50 for the next 5 years. But remember, what you're going to have to do is make sure that you fulfill the conditions each year. So when it comes to your zakat date anniversary, you're just going to have to calculate on that day and say, do I still have 2,000? Okay, so 50 was sufficient. Do I have less? Well, 50 was sufficient and the extra is sadaqah. Do I have more? Well, I better pay more. So every year you'll just prorate and correct accordingly. So that's basically the condition of paying zakat in advance. As I said, there could be many reasons for paying in zakat. So like that, you can give many years in advance if you want to. May Allah accept our zakat.